So one other question related to some recent papers, or just the topic I want to throw out at you, is the issue of brain mets with melanoma. And I see that there were a couple of papers at ASCO looking at checkpoint inhibitors in people with brain mets. But also, I'm curious what we know about responsiveness of brain mets to PD-1 antibodies alone, and also targeted therapy, and sort of how you integrate systemic therapy into their management.
So absolutely. Brain metastases and melanoma is really sort of the last frontier where we haven't made the kind of progress that we wish that we had, although we're starting to get there. It's been known for a long time that BRAF inhibitors as monotherapies, even when it was just vemurafenib, had activity in brain mets, though it was attenuated relative to what we saw systemically. Similarly, we know that PD-1 antibodies do have a response rate in the brain, though again, it's not kind of what we would want. So at ASCO 2017, there were a couple of different presentations. One was on dabrafenib, trametinib, specifically in the population of patients with brain metastases. And what we saw there was that the response rate looked quite impressive. So systemically, we look for sort of a 60 to 80% response rate. And that's similar to what was seen in the brain metastases population. Now, a difference, however, was that whereas in cutaneous disease in the phase 3 trials, the progression-free survival was on the order of about 11 to 12 months. In the brain metastases population, that progression-free survival was more about 6 months. So while it's still a very useful therapy, it definitely was attenuated in terms of long-term benefit. Put that in contrast, however, with the ipilimumab plus nivolumab immunotherapy combination, which showed, again, a similar response rate in brain to seem to what was seen systemically with on the order of 40 to 50%. The difference being with that combination, those responses were more durable. And so very similar to what we see with systemic cutaneous disease, those patients with brain metastases who do respond to ipi-nivo seem to go into long-term response. And you know, the follow-up on these patients is not as long as we would wish, but you know, we're getting over a year, and it's very likely to be the case that much like we see with other immunological phenomenon, when we get true responses, those patients go into durable disease control. Now, the caveat is ipi-nivo for brain metastases is toxic, meaning that patients do get pretty sick from it. I say that in my practice, however, this is one of these situations where we may not have multiple shots on goal. And so I tend to use PD-1 monotherapy for most patients for systemic disease who kind of are in a reasonable place clinically. But for brain mets, this is a situation where you pull everything out and you just go heavy hitter right away because you may not get another chance.
Do you use PD-L1 assays in making the decision?
So I, generally speaking, don't use a PD-L1 assay in melanoma. When I say generally speaking, I don't ever do it. And the rationale there is that that actually doesn't inform my decision-making. And so when I think about, for melanoma, a monotherapy PD-1 versus a combo PD-1 CTLA-4, what I'm really asking myself is, what are the adverse prognostic features of this patient, and or would this patient have the potential to get these agents in sequence? So there are some data, although they're not as robust as we wished, for PD-1 followed by ipilimumab. And those data suggest in a small series that the impact is approximately what you get for combo, both in terms of response rate after both drugs together, as well as toxicity. So then from my clinical perspective, I'd rather than expose someone to a monotherapy PD-1, because if they respond, then I don't have to give them ipi. But in those patients who have negative or adverse prognostic features like brain metastases, like bone metastases, like rising LDH and poor performance status, there I want to come in as quickly as possible, because if we don't get something going, then you're never going to get the chance to give two drugs in sequence over a 6-month period. You got to get something happening immediately.
What about in the younger patient, you know, highly motivated, but otherwise wouldn't fit the criteria of being a concern, no brain mets, et cetera?
Yeah. And so I think that that's a patient-level conversation to have with them. I personally don't think that just because someone's young, that means we necessarily need to expose them to more toxicity. There are certainly patients who are of that opinion that just give me everything you got at once. But if you explain to them that I believe that PD-1 followed by CTLA-4 is probably roughly equivalent to the combo up front, well, then again, the rationale then is, why expose yourself to toxicity if you're going to get the opportunity to get that benefit over time? And I think that this is probably where it's important to emphasize that some of these next generation combination immunotherapies really look the most exciting. So PD-1 plus IDO inhibitor may end up being roughly equivalent to ipi-nivo, but not with the side effect profile that we've been talking about.
Yeah, that would be great.